Let's bring in live CBS News national security analyst Paul Violas. The aftermath of the Texas school massacre, and Paul, benefit of 2020 hindsight several days now, what strikes you the most as instructive about this latest tragedy, if I can put it that way?
Sure. You know, I think the biggest thing is the consistency with the behavioral characteristics of the shooter in this case as compared to, you know, the last several that we've seen just over the last year. The fact that we're looking at the 22nd school shooting in 2018 alone, and the common ground that we consistently observe post-shooting with regards to the behavioral red flags that shooters displayed for quite some time to friends, family, teachers, and students prior to the incident. Those three really stick out as things that alarm me the most.
And yet, in this case, not in every case, this case, somehow he received at least one of the firearms, somehow got it from his father's cabinet.
Right. And you know, that's a really important point because, you know, parents need to be held accountable. And, you know, I know some people will throw their hands up in the air, but at the end of the day, if you're going to have a firearm in the house, you know, I had one. I've been serving this country for 38 years, had them in my house. Secure them. It's your responsibility. If you've got a juvenile in that house, you have to secure their firearm. And if you don't, then, you know, you're responsible. And I say that because if, you know, if a parent has a bunch of teenagers in the house and they let them drink alcohol and they go and get in an accident, they're legally responsible. Well, that means they're responsible for mass homicides, too.
Well, I also think about if the parent has any indication that the child is experiencing some problems, all the more reason to lock it up, double lock it up, or get rid of it.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, at the end of the day, we all don't have to have PhDs in clinical psychology to figure out when you see your kid leaving the house with a Born to Kill t-shirt and a trench coat in 90 degree weather, you've got a problem.
You see, that's the part I don't get. I mean, the father expresses remorse and all, but almost seems as though he's shocked, surprised that this occurred.
Well, there's only two options here. Either the parents are not there to observe the behavior of this young man, or they just dropped the ball. I mean, that's all there is to it. We can't look at it any other way. And when you've got a kid that's showing these kind of signs, and we're going to hear more and more of this as forensic evidence comes out by scanning his computer and further interviews with students and faculty, how do you say that you didn't know? And where was he building these IEDs?
Well, I have a few seconds, but the other thing that scares me is, I mean, this is a school that had done drills, that had guards, and yet the system in that sense failed.
Well, you know, we can put barbed wire and walls and fences. We can push the perimeter back. We can enhance physical security. We can put in metal detectors. All good. Have SROs, yeah, your school resource officers. But at the end of the day, we've got to deal with the problem inside the school.
Personal responsibility. Got to go. Paul Violas, thank you, sir.